The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast with me, Colin Geddes. My guest today
is me,
Fiancé Maureen.
Fiancé Maureen.
Is my voice booming and loud?
Yeah, always.
Sweet. Let me just quickly mention some shit. If you haven't got a ticket to the General Banter Live podcast on the 27th of April, unsubscribe, okay? And that counts even if you live in a different country. Only joking. Feel free to buy one if you're in a different country and not attend even. You know, I'll take any sales that are going. No, but seriously, it's going to be fucking epic. Been making some plans in the background. It's going to be awesome, Maureen. There's going to be funny clips. There's going to be a lot of babies retching.
You know?
I imagine there'll be songs, you know, created around babies retching. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let the dogs out? I might do that one. I might do other songs. It's going to be amazing. Mickey Bartlett and me will do some stand-up up front for the first half, and then we'll have a break, and then we'll do a live recording of the podcast. Videos, sounds, hot topics, talking about stuff, mainly dicks and porn, probably. Do you want to come on stage for a cameo?
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know how that would work for me.
That's fine. Also, Lavery's Comedy Club is on the 4th of April. We have the amazing Chris Kent that's coming up.
Amazing.
He is literally a fucking genius.
He's and so good.
There's something that happens in Lavery's where if we try and bring a comedian up from down south, it seems to be like lower numbers than usual. And you're like, we don't bring up any old fucking dicks.
Yeah.
Do you know?
You could barely get a ticket from in other places.
Yeah. Like, good luck seeing Chris Kent at the Fringe. You know what I'm saying?
Or even seeing him in like Dublin or something. Like,
yeah, he sells out like the fucking Whelans and yeah. He does all these big gigs and he's goddamn hilarious. And like, you know, if you go see me and Mickey, you know, it's all very, yeah, fucking dicks and balls and cocks. And this guy's like a fucking master joke writer, you know? And he just, you know, he can just stand still and chat, whereas the rest of us are all, you know, fucking the air and pretend to do suck jobs, the mics and stuff. Do you know? And he's just like, no, boy, I'll just tell very, very good jokes, boy.
And they're like proper stories that link to things.
Yeah, it's amazing.
He really could listen to him all day.
Oh, you could. He's amazing. And he looks like a wee Chinese woman. He said that himself. I don't mean to slag him. You know? Also, shout out to anybody who came to the last Lavery's Comedy Club. We had our gig for Community Rescue Service. I can't remember when the last podcast that we did was. Was it after that gig? No?
No, it was before it.
Okay. So we had our gig for... In fact, I'll play the intro and then we'll come back and chat about it, shall we?
Good idea.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. Holla. Yes, as I was saying, shout out to anybody who came to Lavery's Comedy Club last Wednesday. We had our gig for Community Rescue Service, very last minute fundraiser. Rather than trying to do a standalone night, we just fucking, you know,
put them on
piggybacked it on our night, and it seemed to go very well.
Went really well.
People bought raffles. We actually won a raffle prize because we bought about 40 quid's worth of ticks.
Yeah, I did buy a lot of tickets.
We got a £25 voucher for Ban, which is actually one of our favorite places. Is it?
Asian food? Yeah. I mean, come on.
Asian food. I mean, I am very judgmental in any Asian food place because I'm walking around being like, I can cook this better. And I put on an accent.
I know.
I cook this way better. But anyway, but it was a good gig. Apparently, we raised somewhere in the region of about 650 quid.
It's good enough.
Which is not bad for an old comedy night. You know? Ah, tits. But they were giving out gifts and stuff like that. And isn't it so funny the way people just have no decorum whatsoever? Do you know? Like, it was a raffle. You've bought a raffle ticket. You know, raffles are kind of like, yeah, I'll buy the ticket if I win whatever. Do you know? But it's mainly just an excuse to give money, you know, in what you think is an exchange for a chance.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I've got a bottle of whatever wine and all. And the girl was like, is it white? I'll take it if it's white. And you're like, listen, do you know what a raffle is?
Yeah, it's a raffle.
Yeah, you have no guarantee you're going to win. Also, we can't just... Is it white? Oh, I've got a £25 voucher for ban. Can it be Velatalia? No, because they didn't fucking donate the prize, did they?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
It's not just shout out what you wish your prize was like.
You don't buy a raffle ticket and then, like, you know, you get to, like, you know, bid on what you want. Like, it's a fucking auction. Do I have another... Do we have any other offers? I'll take a white. White. Any advancement on white? Get the fucking six-pack of Budweiser.
Did she think she was ordering a drink at the bar?
I think so. Plastered, like. Some people just have no white. Just no.
Uh-oh.
And God love whatever outdoor shop donated the hats. Because nobody would want to touch them.
What did you call them? The... Meg from Family Guy hat?
Yeah, they look like Meg from Family Guy.
They kind of did, to be fair.
It was like a tea coat. There's a hat. There's like a big tea cozy thing down in your house. You know, that big heavy one that's sometimes in your mum's house. It was like that for your head, you know. But other than that, there's a vlog up if you want to go over to the Godzilla channel. Check that motherfucker out. And you'll see the behind the scenes kind of footage.
It was good though. It was just, you know, it was obviously to raise money for them, but it was also to raise awareness for them, so... Yeah. I feel like more people kind of know, like, people maybe already knew of them, as in they knew some people must do that kind of work, but they maybe didn't know that's the actual name of the charity.
Yeah, yeah,
or Community that if Rescue Service. Because they hear it, or if they see that, maybe if they even see that symbol again, they'll know it's those guys.
And it sounds very much like a made up, you know, like the way the program Soft Border Patrol, you know, it's got a very nondescript name.
Mm.
Community Rescue Service. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a real thing and they do real work. And there was even loads of them there on the night. Like,
yeah, they were doing a little bit of filming themselves.
I feel like I've talked about this, but I haven't. We'll crack on. When did I do a podcast last? Was it after that gig? I feel like I'm repeating myself. Have I got dementia?
Probably. I mean, you never seem to know when things are happening or when you've talked about something already.
I have a lot of output, in fairness. You know what I mean? I say a lot of things.
No, we actually did it last Wednesday.
Well, the podcast. Fuck my butt.
So.
Yeah, because I was going like, if you're going to go tonight.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good time. And what happens now is they go to the bank and get a big joke check. And then we get to go down.
Really?
Yeah, I've got to go down and take an old poser photo, don't you?
You have to get a hold of one of those big novelty checks.
Yeah.
That's like a bucket list kind of tick that off, isn't it? Like, I mean, everyone wants to hold a novelty check. No?
I wouldn't say bucket list, you know. I would say you'd do it if it was offered to you.
Oh, Colin, that's no fun.
No, you want the fucking one that says, like, 10.5 million that you've just won on the lottery.
Oh, that you've just had? Mm, true. Yeah, also, it's not as fun handing it over,
you know, like, we threw together last week, minute fundraiser. It was like 650 quid. Not major. You know, not crazy money. If we could somehow pull off loads and loads. We made more money that night than we did on the last minute charity gig last time. So take that, Simon Community. That's terrible. But, you know, you live and learn more and you get better at these things. Today's podcast is sponsored by the book Daily Stoic, which just arrived via Amazon Prime in fucking 2 minutes. What is this book, Maureen?
I'm not entirely sure.
No, just explain to me what books are, because I've never really read one or looked at one.
So they're made of paper, and you actually have to move it, and then read them in your own head.
What is this one? I'll read the back of it. Where can you find joy? What's the true measure of success? Money and bitches. How should we manage anger? by hitting bitches.
More than I hit more bitches.
Find meaning, conquer grief. The answers to these questions and more lie at the heart of Stoic philosophy. The Daily Stoic offers all who seek calm, wise life. What? Is that a real sentence? What? The Daily Stoic offers all who seek a calm, wise life, a daily spiritual anchor. I'm sorry, I put the... I have dyslexia.
I know, you don't really like to read, do you?
No, but honestly, if it was an audio form, I would remember it all. Do you know what I mean? Read me out a quote from that and let's dissect it and see what the fuck it means.
Just like stop. Is it
how to be kind of like a sort of very rational, you know, stoic person? You don't react too aggressive or like emotionally, and you just kind of take life as it comes and handle shit.
Here's one. So they're basically like daily meditations, almost like little daily, almost kind of wisdoms or something. So here's one from January 30th. You don't have to stay on top of everything. And then you always have a quote. So if you wish to improve, be content to appear clueless or stupid in extraneous matters. Don't wish to seem knowledgeable. And if some regard you as important, distrust yourself. Ooh. I mean, I don't even know how to say that guy's name. He's some sort of, there's a lot of like Roman rulers in this. And then they kind of just go on to explain the quotes really. One of the most powerful things you can do as a human being in our hyper-connected 24/7 media world is to say, I don't know. Or, more provocatively, I don't care. Ooh.
I say that all the time, Maureen. And you're like, Colin, act more mature. And then I go, I don't give a fuck, bro. You know, and then storm off like a teenager on a skateboard. I don't have a skateboard.
True. Well, this is a good quote for you, actually. Well, there's loads of writing underneath this that basically describes that, going... You don't always have to know what's going on and just go, actually, it's fine not to know things. And hey, just don't let it bother you. Hey, you're not.
Let me tell you something. Epictetus,
that's exactly
I don't know what's going on at any fucking stage.
I know,
of the
that's
day.
Actually perfect. That's a perfect one to land on for you.
So, yeah, the box ticked. I don't care about anything. You know, I do appear stupid. I don't know. I seem knowledgeable. I don't. What is up? Epictetus. That's a website, isn't it? Epictetus.com. Oh, yeah. In public, avoid talking often and excessively about your accomplishments or and dangers. For however much you enjoy recounting your dangers, it's not so pleasant for others to hear about your affairs. Do you know what that is? That's dudes trying to impress each other, talking about fighting, probably.
Probably.
Oh, I mean, I just fucking walked in there.
We're talking about work.
Smack this bollocks in.
You know, like stupid accomplishments where people have really boring jobs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, where people are like, oh man, what about the spreadsheets?
People do that to us and we're going, we don't care because we don't have jobs.
I've started doing this now. Just when they talk. They're like, oh, blah, blah, and they're, you know, the fucking quarterly review. You can't think. And I don't even snore, but you're making me snore
like, away. I don't even have that, but if I say something that you don't like and we're like listening to music or we're doing anything, Congo, stop, 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 1 second, press pause 1 second. I'm like, what? Just press pause. Like, you did this yesterday to me in the car. Press pause. Why? What is it? Press pause. Okay, press pause. Boring! And you'll literally go over 10 minutes. I'll be like, shh, 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 1 second. Something to that.
We have to like introduce our conversations now where we go, I'm going to say a thing to you that you're not going to give a shit about, but I'm going to have to say this out loud.
That is, you know, hashtag marriage.
So. Hashtag marriage. And then you'll like talk about your hair appointment for a while.
Yeah.
And then I'll go, we done? We're joking. Sometimes we're deep in chat about, you know, how to really efficiently choke somebody out. You know,
yeah.
And you're glazed over, like, can you shut up, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like, I'll be interested to a point, but then when it goes on for, like, 25 minutes, I'm like, I genuinely don't know what you're talking about, so it's very hard to...
You gotta get a good breakdown.
Listen.
You gotta get a good breakdown.
And then you lose your usual response is just, I'm gonna stop talking now. And then you do.
What?
You just go, I'll stop talking. Or you'll say to me sometimes, you've let me talk too long. Because you go off on such random tangents, as any listeners of the podcast will know.
The worst one, remember, you nearly fell out with me the other day because we were driving. And you know when you're driving, you're like talking, but you're not giving your full attention to the person. because you're driving. So you're talking and, you know, blah de blah, and your mind, your concentration's, you know, 80% in a different direction. And you were trying to say something, and I just was like, yeah, but that's, you know, it's just the way it is. And yapped on for about the whole journey.
The whole journey.
And I just stopped the car and parked and turned and looked at you, and you were just staring at me, and you're like, all right, I was just trying to say, I was trying to explain something to you there 25 minutes ago, but now you've...
No, like, literally...
Now you've talked shit.
You talked over me mid-sentence. I was about to say something like, I know, but blah, blah, and something. You're like, yeah, but for me, you see what I have, and then something, 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 like for 20 minutes.
I was trying to comfort you. Because you were telling me that you were worried, and then I was trying to say, don't worry, we're all the same, and this is an experience I've had that maybe you could borrow from.
Well, most people will know, if you're giving advice to someone, the worst thing is to just talk over them, or to only be thinking about what you're going to say here. While the other person's talking.
That's what you're doing to me right now. That's probably in that Daily Stoic book. Or Stoic, as I thought it was. I swear to God, sometimes I have, like, full-blown... Do you know, you look at something and your brain doesn't compute it correctly the first time?
I remember looking... I imagine that's a lot for you, is it?
No, not really. Just the odd time. Like, I looked at a book, and it was a motorbike book, and it was like, my dad likes motorbikes. This might make him like me. And then I was reading it, and the book was called A Beautiful Danger, and I read it like, A Beautiful Danger? And I was like, what the fuck is... Is danger like a type of bike or something? And then I was like, oh no, it's danger. Just complete fucking gimp moment, like. Douchebag.
That's how little you read, obviously.
You don't need to read in this day and age. Also, shout out to U2 for still pushing this album on people. Do you remember they give away an album and it's the only thing in my iTunes because this is new iTunes?
Yeah, that's a brand new computer. So if it's still on, obviously it's on everything new. So.
Digital booklet. It's still
what?
On.
What a weird album cover.
Yeah, I think that guy's in U2 and he's like hugging another guy by the belly.
But like the low belly? Like it's yeah, not like, even like
he's listening to his belly, like a baby in his belly. But then also the guy could probably just pop his knob out there and stick it in his mouth.
It's a little homoerotic, like.
It's a beautiful danger.
Danger.
A beautiful danger. Oh fuck my butt. Our relationship was saved from the brink of destruction by a beautiful thing called CrossFit, Maureen. Me and Maureen have tried to watch things together, like fucking, like what have we tried to watch, and I can't, like how many series have you got through, and I've watched about 3 minutes. Power,
which how power. Do you not like?
I should like it.
You should like it.
It's all black and motherfucker. And yeah. I just don't like it. Although that girl just popped her brown titties out. Liked it. Not too mad at his brown titties either.
Again, know? That's not really what the show's about.
50
but,
Cent. How does he have a career? Tell like this. Tell
me. Oh, you can't understand the word.
How do 1M9 bullets not go through your brain, you fucking gimp? Motherfucker. You know? In the club.
But you know tunes. So.
Some tunes. Some tunes. So we have been absolutely overloading on CrossFit. I talked about this last week on the podcast, and I was then contacted by several fitness people.
True.
There was a gentleman from a CrossFit gym was like, you should come down here and train. You know, come down, see what the crack is. And then I got really scared. I was like, no way.
They don't realize we just talk a good talk. Like, no, we talk actually, a good talk.
I don't know. Like, I mean... I went to the gym Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday last week and did fairly punishing workouts every time. Some of them could be CrossFit-esque, you know, long, long fucking workouts with many, many things in them. Kind of CrossFit-y, you know. And then, like, I watch certain things on, like, those CrossFit documentaries and there's guys doing those, like, I don't know what the fuck I call it, where it's like you do, like, 21 fucking thrusters and then you do 21 burpees and then you do, like, 18... I did that one day in the gym. The burpees over the bar, we like jump over it and do the burpees. Only I think we started like 15 then just went 14, 13, blip, blip, blip. On down to 1. Or maybe it was 15, you know, 13, 11, went the whole way down. Either way, I was going to absolutely just projectile all over the place. Didn't like it. Too much shit moving when I do a burpee, you know what I mean? You know, certain animals, when you see them fall, you're like, that's too big an animal to fall. Like, I saw a video of a horse the other day tripping on a thing, and it went whoop. And I was like, you never see a horse fall unless they kill them at those horse races. You know?
I mean, I don't think they shoot them in horse races. I think they fall down and then...
That'd be funnier,
they're
though.
They're not falling. Wouldn't it if they all
just ran past and they're like, take a shot! And you get to shoot a fucking...
I feel like that would definitely be a slight outrage.
Yeah, see if you could mow them all down in one go.
That would be another time you'd go to something and be like, is that not the point of this war? We're not trying to kill the horses. For a shotgun? This is really...
That was like the time we went to the fucking... the butterfly sanctuary down there. And I was going to go back into the reception and be like, I killed them all. What prize did I win?
Yeah. Open your hands up. Got them.
Yeah, I killed like 50 of them. What do I get per butterfly? What a pile of shit that was.
Oh, it was... All right. Like, but
you just pay £7 into some guy's fucking greenhouse and they're like...
I think it was like £9 each.
Oh, fuck my butt.
I remember distinctly being that was like £20 to go into a greenhouse. There was a
good bit of peacock rape going on anyway. Not crazy? How much raping goes on in the wildlife kingdom?
I think a lot, isn't it?
Mostly raping.
There's not many wildlife police though, so...
I heard a very scary thought on a thing I was listening to, and they were saying about, you know, they were having one of these hashtag Me Too sexual assault fucking sexual rape Eve, you know, the whole conversation. And someone was like, why do girls have rape fantasies? And the guy who was like a fucking, you know, evolutionary scientist or something goes... Which is so gross, so grim. He's like, there's only really been consensual sex for about 200 years or something.
Oh my God.
And you're like, oh bro, didn't even think about that.
That's actually true,
It's the same as like slavery and stuff like that.
Oh my God, yeah.
Not really that long ago.
Not long ago at all.
Fucking hell. How grim is that though?
That is weird actually when you think about that. That's really true.
Oh shit.
Women didn't have choices for anything.
And I bet you there was a time when they were like, well, at least I'm being raped by my husband.
Yeah, probably. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, or like at least he owns, you know, something. At least I'm not starving to death. Also, there's probably like you just had to see some sort of a silver lining to everything. But yeah, you could also have been really poor and just being raped.
I was watching. I think it was Theo Vaughn or something. He's talking about old time, and he's like, you just left your house and walked for a good while and just grabbed a lady's hand and just dragged her back to your house and you were married now. Just leave your country house and grab someone and fucking come the whole way back. But anyway, back to the CrossFit madness. We've been overdosing. What is it about it? I feel like it's very Marmite. It's very divisive. People are like, I don't like this. Or some fitness people are like, it doesn't really make sense to do that sort of shit.
Yeah. Which are all good points, really. And I don't think anyone even who's involved in CrossFit would ever dispute those points, that it can be quite dangerous, it can be a bit much and excessive, and it's probably a lot for anybody. Like, but I think the point is, it's like the world's biggest adult sports day.
Yeah.
So you have to be good at everything.
I think they should really, they should really embrace that and do, remember I was saying they should get like a shovel and then like a fucking, you know, 30k slam ball on the end of the shovel, and they have to like run up a thing with it, and then like there's like a wheelbarrow race. I mean, that's what sports days were. They make kids do a lot of sex positions and then try and race in them.
Right, come on.
What's this? Oh, it's the doggy style prance.
Right, that's not true at all. You're just being weird.
Well, you didn't go to the school I went to.
Obviously not. It was very sexy. That's why you can't read.
It was very sexy. And they were too busy air bucking each other.
You went to a stripper school or something.
Oh, imagine. I'm just trying to think of our sports day. I remember a guy went
instead
to
the, of craft shoes, we're just making like nipple tassels.
There was a time in like primary school I won a high jump competition.
Ooh. Was it with like high heel boots and all?
No, you were just stoned jumping over it. No, but I just remember some guy ran, jumped, and cleared the mat and just bounced on the floor, and it was fucking hilarious. Like missed the mat. It was quite an impressive leap for a child, like, but just dum boom boom. Just hit the floor. How embarrassing. That's probably how they used to do it back in the old Olympic days. You know?
Oh yeah, you'd just be dead. Like,
you'd be like, come along here, jump over the bar and just crash head first into the grit. Into the gravel.
But like, I think the reason I quite like it is because, well, if you watch the big games, say.
Is this sports day at my primary school?
No. I'm talking about CrossFit. the way like the Olympics, you know, originally came out was like, you know, all these amazing athletes who could do these crazy feats, as you're saying, like this guy can just jump over a thing, and
this guy could run a mile in 9 minutes, which was the shit back in the day.
So the idea was you were just sort of, and you were an Olympian, like you were this kind of like godlike like figure.
Yep.
And I think now, if you watch the Olympics, there's, you know, tons and tons of different sports, and within each sport, there's like a, you know, a gold, silver, bronze. So there's a ton of like awards and medals, and the, you know, any one country can have tons and tons and like whatever, 20, 30, 40, whatever, gold medals or whatever. So there's all these awards and there's loads and loads and loads of stuff and you'd never see half of it. But with CrossFit, it's like one person has to be good at everything.
Yeah, the fittest.
The one person wins everything. So
it's like a decathlon, but the guy's just making up what the decathlon is.
Yeah. So that's where I find it quite interesting, because it's almost like it's easy to watch because it's not like a million sports. It's actually one person. You're watching one individual have to be good at literally everything, from like gymnastics, like literally doing like handstand walks, to lifting really heavy weights, to like running cross country, biking, swimming, everything. Like, it's a big spectacle. So it's quite fun that there is just like a man and a woman win a whole thing.
Yeah, it's almost,
and that's
like,
what I like about it.
It's almost like you shouldn't be good at all at all those things together. You know, you shouldn't be able to do a long distance run and then also be like have a massive like Olympic lifting skills. It's crazy, isn't it?
But that's the point, like, because most people are only good at one, or they've started out at one and they've had to like learn another element, you know, which is hard, you know.
I
that's
think
the point.
No matter what you think of it as a training, as a form of training or whatever, soon you see someone like that guy Matt Fraser, you're like, he's just a complete savage. Like, his mind is crazy. The way he's just like, oh yeah, just, and he's not training with like big teams of people like the rest of them. It's just him in his fucking ma's basement or something.
Yeah.
Just makes himself do it. And he was, even when he was saying like, you know, when he was younger, you know, he would study like mad in a library. And if he couldn't remember any shit, he would just start the book again and go through it and just put loads of time into it. And he's like, I didn't enjoy doing it. It was just that whenever the test came and you just fucking breeze through the test. He goes, that's the feeling he got addicted to. Because they were like, are you addicted to pain? And he's like, no. He's like, it's fucking terrible. But I like the feeling of putting in loads and loads and loads of work. And then the test is like
and
easy.
And it pays off.
Yeah. And there was a quote in it where they're like, the only way to level the playing field with this guy is to fucking make him do a marathon before they start or something.
But this, yeah, so this is Matt Fraser, who's like won
twice now, or three, was it three?
Basically, as soon as he started, he kind of
The first time he tried
everything.
It, he won. But crazy fucking savage. And then that particular documentary talks about like drugs in the sport. And he was saying like, there's definitely drugs in the sport, but you'll probably, he's like, none of the really good ones are on drugs because they actually just do the work type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I said to you that Australian guy? I was like, if I had a guess, if anyone was on the stars, it'd be him. Sure enough, bang.
He looked so dodgy.
But he's a different type of ripped. Do you know what I mean? He's like super fucking shredded and thick as fuck. And the other guys are like the actual fittest in the world. Just look like reasonably fit, muscular guys. Like, crazy. I'm so turgid in my pants right now talking about sexy dudes.
I think we probably wouldn't have got into it, only the characters who are in it. The characters of the people, I mean, like,
are
so good.
Yeah, there's good, like, they've got their celebs.
Like, they're all quite funny. They all seem really nice. You know, it seems like whenever people describe CrossFit as a community, I hate when people say that. You're like, all right, I'm sure, you know, whatever. Like, I'm sure everyone's friends, whatever. But it does seem like a big, like, no matter where you came from, if you joined in, you kind of just have to be dead on there. Because you don't get away with any bullshit. So
it's like, it's a bit like jiu-jitsu. Like, you know, you can, if you do jiu-jitsu, you can pretty much just walk in. And I know guys do it. Just go on holiday somewhere and go to the nearest jiu-jitsu thing and they're welcomed in and they take that photo where they're doing the wee fucking shaka hands like this, like, yeah, bro, jiu-jitsu. You can do that anywhere in the world. Everyone, you know, most people are like, oh my god, this guy's from such and such, and he decided to come training.
Yeah.
Like, they'll love that shit.
Well, I mean, all sort of humans need that sense of community. So if you have something that you can do and then you like to do it and you know other people like to do it, you could literally join it anywhere in the world, whether it's CrossFit or jiu-jitsu or any other sport or any other, I suppose, anything, craft or anything.
Yeah, craft.
And like, no, but do you know what I mean? Like, it could be anything, literally,
oh, yeah, totally.
It could be anything. And, you know, you'd feel welcome, probably, because you have this, like, sense of...
Well, that's why you see people, like, in jiu-jitsu where they try it and then a month later, their whole life is like they fucking drop their job and they own 35 gays, and you know, the fucking tattoos are like Helio Gracie on their back.
But probably for a lot of people, they've had like maybe not a great life or lots of bad things that just or happened to them, have, or their like, health hasn't been great.
They have fucking problems and they find a new thing that they can turn it over to, or like addiction problems and drinking and
but
fucking.
But it's because you have this like sense of like belonging, which people need, don't they? And it like solves quite a lot of things that maybe people have going on in their life, I think.
Absolutely. Not me though. Lone wolf.
Not you, lone wolf.
Walk alone. No, that's a joke. But got a message from a guy.
Thank you. Good.
No, I was talking about another thing. About a guy from jiu-jitsu was talking about this podcast, was saying like how it helped him with anxiety and depression.
Oh.
And also the Blind Boy podcast, which is funny because I listen to that, but I still don't know if I like it or not.
I don't think it's the kind of thing you like to listen to be fair. I quite like it. I think it's really good.
But I don't know how ours has helped anyone with anxiety other than me just sitting going, sometimes I wake up at night sweating.
Is it that, I don't know. Is it that you're actually talking about it, or is it just sometimes listening to us ramble on?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's more.
I have no idea.
I think you just want to hear if someone has it and can manage it. I don't know if I have depression. I don't think I do. But
you don't have depression, you have anxiety.
Yeah, I just have anxiety, but it's not like debilitating, it's just annoying.
Yeah,
but I've been great for about like 2 weeks, been totally fine. See if you avoid doing things that you hate, you kind of feel good.
I know, I was laughing at you the other day because you're like, I actually feel really good, you know, I've been feeling really good, and I went, imagine like, you know, eating well and doing good things for your body, it's really, really paying off. Colin, imagine. But it is true though, like when you look after your enemy, and knowing you, I mean like you, Pearl, like when people look after themselves, that sense of like looking after yourself actually does quite a lot for your mental health.
Yeah, I mean, like if there's a fucking, it is that I think I've heard like Joe Rogan all say that, like if someone went in and they're like, oh, I feel like shit and blah blah, the number one thing should be, are you like eating and exercising right and sleeping right?
Yeah,
because that would like fucking eliminate a lot of shit.
Yeah, like physiologically it does, but also mentally, if you look after yourself, like if you do something good for yourself, whether it's like eat a really good meal or start to move a bit, you'll feel rewarded just because you're actually doing something good for yourself that normally you maybe wouldn't have done.
I mean, yeah, any of those days where I was eating really, you know, I was eating things that were like high in protein, got some fats in it, very little carbs. If you thought I was hyper before.
Oh yeah, it's really, the energy levels for you were,
I could have done, you know, fucking 1,000 squat thrusts before going to bed there. Even last night, super awake. Super awake.
But you're like a big engine of a man, you know, you need fuel properly. As soon as you put in the good fuel.
Let's not get racist.
What?
Engine. That's American for Indian.
I know what it is.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. I think there's a pro athlete in there somewhere, smothered in fat. Can I order a pro athlete smothered in fat?
But we're convinced the more CrossFit documentaries you watch, the fitter we get somehow. So,
well, I'm buying. You know? I'm literally buying barbells.
Oh, yeah?
We finally got doors in our outside office.
Ooh!
Here's my jobs today: upload this podcast, grate the old
bathroom tiles.
Bathroom there. I googled it, so you know whatever. I think even I could grate. You know?
Are you sure? Because
yeah, no, I'm sure, 100%.
But what else will you destroy in the meantime that you fix this?
Oh, the sink that's been put in?
You're gonna smash it.
Will be blocked.
Oh.
So it's not really a functional shower basin.
Good.
You know, you'll just be able to stand in it and have a wipe wash. Maureen, do you remember we were going to the gym the other day and you got ready for the gym and then you took a packet of wipes and just did each pit and then just went, common courtesy. What about the joys of
being... I do wash also, but I was just doing that as well.
There's no point in washing before you go, like...
I don't really smell that bad either, like, so...
No, you don't smell at
all.
I
don't sweat a lot.
I don't think I smell that bad. If I smell at all, it's because we... Like, our clothes have been drying while I've been making some sort of, you know, Asian fusion meal.
Yeah. The problem is we make a lot of smelly food,
I'll go in and, like, fucking just smell my t-shirt and be like, this is clean, but it smells like a fucking chicken fried rice right now.
we need like a, you know, like a functional kitchen, like well, we out the back somewhere where we cook all our meals. Like you're in the Chinese and then you close the door.
We're getting a new kitchen one of these days, and
maybe not before the wedding, but
big extractor fan going in above it, and it's gonna be floating in the middle of the room on the island. Class.
So you can do it like you're in Ready City Cook in the middle of
the kitchen. I'm gonna pretty much be Matty Matheson from here. Also, I sent our boy Yusuf over Dark Matter a text, and I was like, I'm gonna come in and meet you this week because we have motherfucking projects to make. No desserts, you know.
Yeah.
Blood, mud, and the beer pilot. I'm gonna make that. Fuck it.
Do it,
bro. Up the butt. And then also another thing that I don't think I know what I'm doing. Do I buy barbells today? Only joking. Sure. I shouldn't be buying anything as I look over your shoulder at the projected cost of our wedding.
Uh-huh. This is what happens. You always go, I was like, Colin, we need to write, you know, do one list. Like, Colin's sister literally has spreadsheets for her wedding. Like, literally, she went, do you not have a spreadsheet? And I went, no. She goes, but how do you know what everyone needs for this and how many people's doing this? And I was like, I don't know. She went, but who do you give all your details to whenever the food arrives? I was like, I don't know. I just tell them. How many people? I don't know.
I bet you when my sister hands over like a spreadsheet to like caterers or something, she'd probably turn around and be, thanks very much, and then turn around and go, fucking hell, she's a mentalist.
But she's very good doing that, whereas I said to you, we might need to write just down one list of all the shit we have to pay, and you went, it's fine, it's like two or three things, and then we spent 30 seconds writing out what actually we have to pay for, and comment, didn't realise. You didn't realise that numbers added up, did you?
I don't care. I still don't care.
I know you don't care.
I'm daily stoic up in this bitch.
No, you really, like, this is not even
put on. That does sound like an 80s athlete. And lane number four, daily stoic.
Stoke.
Daily stoke. He's a shot putter, but he's giving it a good crack at the old high jump. Nope, that didn't end well.
Fair play for trying, though.
He's got a javelin stuck in his quad.
He's thrown a javelin at a horse, which is not the game, but...
He's been disqualified for calling a judge a dirty hare. A cheating dirty hare. A cheating dirty coloured hare. Oh, fuck. Fuck my butt. Why is coloured way more racist than, like, the N-word?
Am I right in saying that at one point that was the political way to say it?
Yeah.
And then it went because it wasn't sort of PC to say black, and then
it'll always,
and then now it is.
It'll always change in the not too distant future. The term like mixed race will not be around.
It'll be maybe offensive to
and then
people,
it'll just be like, it'll be the same as like the way they're arguing about gender and stuff in Canada and places like that. You won't even be allowed to even suggest that a person's skin tone is different to yours, or they're a different race, or they're from a different place.
Well, I feel like that's quite true now. You're not really ever allowed to say, you know, say in a newspaper, they're not allowed to say, like, such and such, you know, whatever. Or, you know, like, black defendant, or black this, or, you know, they can't ever use that as, like, an adjective. Like, they can't use that to describe someone ever.
Well, it's only because, I think it's because, you know... You never specify that a guy's white. You go, oh, there's a guy in there, blah, 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 his name's Dave. You know, well, which one is he? He'd be like, oh, the one with the black hair. You would assume he's white and call Dave with black hair. No, but if you're going like, go in there and speak to fucking my boy Tyron. You go, which one is he? You go, the fucking, the one black guy there.
Yeah, but nowadays Tyron could be a white guy, so. All the names are all mixed up. Can't even judge on that.
But like, what video was it where it was from here? Oh, that was it.
What?
You owe me a tenner, dickhead.
Darnell.
Yeah, Darnell.
Darnell. Like, I don't know.
Someone's ma watched one episode of fucking Saved by the Bell or something. Then you get fucking Darnell. I mean, that is the best. It's the best clip of all time. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie. In fact, we had Cormac McDermott. I can't say it in Irish. The guy that was the Barrack Boys guy. Is the notorious Barrack Boys. He did a fucking campaign type thing of this guy now. I forget his name. I think his name's Jordy or something. But he's like, you know, he's about 20 now.
Control it, Travis! Control it!
All his black mates fucking Darnell Travis, not.
Kick my ball up, wee fruit.
Jordan, where's the ball?
Look at the shape of him. He's like a duck without a bill.
A bar? Hurry up. See if you get me stinking, wee fruit. Get it?
I'm getting it now. I need to get up.
You owe me a tenner, dickhead. No, you won't. Fuck off, Darnell. No, fuck off, Darnell. Go away. So?
What about the drama? What about the drama in his life when he's like 10?
Yeah, that's a lot of anger for a 10-year-old to have, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like you definitely learn that from someone else walking around. Fuck sake, you owe me a tenner, dickhead. Fucking Darnell just smacking people and all. You know, like, you know, there's definitely someone in his family just walks around being like, fucking Sandra, where's my dinner ready? And smacks them out. Fuck's sake, you fucking weak. I mean, I saw a video that was doing the rounds online the other day. It wasn't too pleasant.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Some dude just shouting at a kid, you're a wee cunt.
As soon as I hear those, I'm like, Colin, turn that off. That's horrible.
Throw him in the sea.
Gary Dudley! Do you know you? You're a dirty shite. Last week, you got stuck up in one of those trees, and I had to help you down. Help me down, I did.
And you went behind our backs. You threw a snail at my house. I put you to wheelie bin, and I fucked you down the road.
That's obviously a joke, but it's funny all the same, isn't it? Isn't it?
What?
They're just joking, like. Oh. That's a bunch of, what's that? It's an ad for, like, a coffee squisher. I might get that.
Oh, yeah, man. Just kill us now. Just kill us now.
I'm gonna give her a kick in.
So this fight...
I've seen that before. It's a documentary about young Brighton rappers. And they're a bunch of wee boys. He's like, something, something, rape your sister. And he's like, oh, he's like 9 years old.
What is happening to people, like?
I don't know. No, non-violence. They're given room to this just develop whatever way they want without kid. You know what I mean? Like fucking Will Smith's son there. Yeah, you do whatever you want, mate. You're an original thinker. And he's like, what even is water or something?
Yeah, what is time?
Yeah.
Shut up, Jaden.
You fucking wee dick.
Yeah, wee dick.
He's wearing a skirt and a pair of flippers. Being original doesn't mean you're good. That's one thing drives me mad.
Like,
oh, we're looking for original programming. Why don't you just look for good programming?
Channel yeah, just if it hasn't been made before doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've got a program where people taste test animal shits. Oh.
Original.
We're listening. You're like, oh, I have an award-winning, you know, sitcom. No. It's been done, hasn't it? It has been done.
For a reason.
Mm-hmm. No, man. The clocks went forward and it fucks with you for a couple of days.
It does. Yesterday I was very tired.
But even yesterday I was like, oh, what time is it? And I was like, it's 8:45 at night.
Yeah.
I thought it was like 5:00.
It's always like, it's not like the Sunday when it happens. You're like, this is fine.
It's a couple of days
it's
later.
It's the next day, like the Monday.
I mean, we made sure on the day that they went forward that we were already up for like, you know.
Well. Yeah, like we weren't going to bed at 4 a.m. And then the clocks went forward. And oh dear.
Oh dear.
Not ideal. Even less like.
Brutal. Yeah. I was gonna check. What the fuck? I only heard about this when I was in the car on the radio. Was there some guy just in Glasgow just drove in the kids?
I'd never heard this. You said that. I didn't actually hear it on the news.
A teenage girl has been left with serious injuries after a man deliberately drove his car into a group of children. 5 youths between 12 and 14 mown down by a Vauxhall Astra.
Ooh. Why are they always Vauxhall Astras?
I don't know. As they stood on a pavement at Castlemilk area of Glasgow. Out of my ear. People said the male driver of the vehicle and his passenger failed to stop following the incident, which is now being treated as an attempted murder. Ooh, I don't know. There's no real explanation to it other than
and he drove away. Oh my god.
Oh, that's not cool at all, bro. There's I don't know. I just heard it. There's no real further details other than.
I mean, they must have been drinking or taking some sort of drug.
That's crazy.
Because you wouldn't do that and then drive off, unless you went, oh shit, if this is because I'm fucked up, like,
yeah,
I need to.
I don't know. I can sort of like, I can see why people, you know, probably like run away from things like that.
Well, yeah, you're scared by impending doom of punishment, like, but I feel like the most people would have to stop just to see if someone was okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even if just your sort of primal instinct to check if someone's alive.
I remember there was two dogs killed by a car at the end of our street. Like a guy hit them both.
Oh, God.
These two dogs were, like, fucking... People were always driving around them, but they were, like, half blind and old.
Were they always together, or did he just, like, sweep around two dogs?
Like? Yeah, they were, like, two nasty dogs. And if you walk past the fence, they would bark at you from under, like... They were, like, fir trees and with a fence in front of it. So beneath it had these little arches where the dogs went in and out. And it was, like, terrifying as a kid, because you walk past and they'd bark out the wee holes. But, it was fucking, it was, yeah, someone just hit them both. And I remember when we were kids, we were like, who would do that? But someone obviously just went bang, bang, and killed them both in one go and then just fucking drove on.
Like on purpose?
No, I don't think so, like. God. But I remember, like a woman had like three or four absolute hood sons, absolute hoodlums, and they arrived all fucking action men, thought they were going crazy. I told you about some mad shit went down our street. I remember there was like neighbours just fucking fist fighting each other in the middle of the street. I think one of them knocked the other one out, and then there was a whole ambulance and stuff. And they just lived up the street for years after that. How awkward though.
Yeah, that would be very weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and how do you end up getting in fights with people that are just down the street? But there was a lot of that.
Could have been something really stupid.
We used to have neighbours that were fucking insane. The wee girl was like, "Where are you going, Easter?" I know that's still the funniest thing I've ever heard. But that guy was in fights with fucking other parents. You know, like, the kid would do something to another kid, and then the parents were like, this is sort of scumbags they were. They were about to fight. Even though the guy beats the fuck out of his own kids. You know, he'd be like, don't you fucking hit my kid, I'll hit my kid. There you go, you six-year-old wee fucking cunt. You know, this guy had a Dalmatian and a walking stick. He was insane. You know, and the parents used to fucking... Oh, my neck. Parents used to fight each other all the time. And his wife was so big and fat, he would hide behind her and slap her, and she'd be like, fucking Chad, try and get round me, Darnell. And the whole family was ginger. And then, like, they fuck it. What else happened? The day I was waiting for the school bus, and just there was like about four or five of us, and then this car just rammed another car into the pavement. Did I tell you this?
No.
And then they jumped out, and the two guys, like, and these were real cops. These weren't like that fat bastard we seen yesterday directing traffic. What other job does he have other than direct traffic?
Yeah.
Do you not have to be in some sort of shape to pass the test to be a cop?
Yeah.
And then you're like, and he didn't look that old. So you're like, when did you pass it? And when did you put on 9 stone?
Yeah, this was yesterday. We were stuck in traffic and there was a police diversion. Yeah. But he was...
You're fat as fuck. Like,
it's not even that he was just like kind of fat. Like, he was one of those people who was all belly. Like, it was down to his knees belly.
Yeah, he had like a fucking like bulletproof vest on and then the gut just fell down.
Was underneath it. Like, that's not good. I mean, yeah, you sort of go... Who's he, you know, you always go like, who's he running after? Like, if you were in trouble, yeah, like if, literally
if,
someone gonna
if he's trying to arrest like a fucking, you know, like a 14-year-old boy for pinging windows.
Not a chance he would go.
The guy would just like, you know, just shoot around him and he'd be like comically trying to grab him. Can't do anything. So I very vividly remember standing behind two guys in KFC in Derry when I lived there. And just thinking like, if I decided to do something in here, you'd have to shoot me because I was like, you couldn't do anything to me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I could literally grab you both by the front of the fucking jackets there and lift you both in the air and throw you into a fryer. You'd have to shoot me.
What happened at your
I just
house?
Got a boneless banquet. But anyway, so the car rams the other car into the thing. Okay. Real cops get out and they're like, get on the fucking floor, and the guy gets on his knees and they boot him on the back. They kicks him on the back onto his front, like stood in his back. They, you know, when you're really getting arrested, when they like cable tie your hands, they don't even put cuffs on. It's like cable tied his feet, and they were shouting, and then they put it must be like a forensic bag type thing over them. Almost looks like a coal bag or something like that. They just pull it right over the body to try and keep any sort of residues on them. But apparently in the news later on, there was like two handguns and a pile of drugs in the car that these police. But this is like, you know, 8:45 in the morning or something. And they pulled them over and we were all sitting there like, oh my God, this is pure drama. Totally freaked out. And all I was thinking was, do I have to go to school still? That's all I could think.
That's what I would have been like.
Yeah, I'm traumatized.
Does this mean I can get off school?
I'm traumatized now.
Yeah, it's too late to go now. It's 9:10.
Yeah. We were late to school every day. Our bus was late every day. Mm-hmm. I had to sign a sheet. Crazy. And they made you sign a sheet for being late. And you're like, well, obviously it's the fucking bus, you moron. That's why I'm late. Anyhow. So it turns out there was like drugs and stuff in the car. But I just remember getting on the bus and I was like, oh my God, that was crazy. Did you see that? And everyone was laughing their head off. And I was like, what are you laughing at? And they were like, oh, there was two dogs bucking and they couldn't separate. And I was like, did you not see the whole fucking Grand Theft Auto going on there? And they're like, what? I was like, I see those two cars. They just, like, they got, those guys got arrested. And they're like, oh, right, no, there was just two dogs, their butts stuck together.
Their butts stuck together.
Do you know what I mean? Like, no, they fuck and he's got the barbed wire dick and it sticks in there.
Oh my God.
So I was like, that. I was pure traumatized and they were just like, nah, just like, I was like, it's like fucking, it's like Bad Boys 3 out there. And they're like, nah, I was just laughing.
It's two dogs,
their arses stuck together because they were fucking. But anyway, that ginger dude with the Dalmatian and the walking stick was just in the way. Do you know what I mean? He was like, are there better action going down? I missed their action. And he was out there and the police were like, can you fucking clear out? And he's like, I live here now. And you're like, mate.
Yeah, that.
Mate.
When people said that.
Fuck off. You know what I mean?
Get out of the road. Like,
I know my rights. Get the fuck in the house, you cunt. He's just there, with, you know, just being a nosy cunt. He's probably like, I know all these dodgy drug dealing cunts. Probably. I don't have to move. I live in this street. Oh my God. I wish they'd have shot him dead. If
that
was America, that I went, sir, you need to move. Yeah. And I live here. Shoot the dog. Just complete overkill. Like, do you know, like, well, he took a step towards me and he had a stick and they just go, like, just riddle his body. I spat all over your face there.
Yeah, it was right in my mouth. Okay.
I was doing a podcast last week, as you know, with Jordan, our personal trainer. And I set up the mics and just sniffed the little furry thing on the top here. And I was like, that stinks of many breaths and many, many foodstuffs cooked locally.
I'll clean them today.
Hi. I'm using them to grout the wall. You should see the absolute cuteness device that you're supposed to use once you've grouted. And then it's like a wee stick with a wee hook thing with a little ball on the end. And then you go, and go Ooh. Down the middle. You can do it. You can also just do it with your finger, like, but as can you do in most jobs. With your finger. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Where's my phone? Oh, it's down here. I was doing some. I'm trying to train myself.
What do you have in your phone? You're just beeping all over the place.
I'm trying to train myself to do pull ups. So my arms are fucking killing me. Someday I'll do a pull up.
You were doing those negative pull ups yesterday? Yeah.
Yeah, it's where you like you do a normal pull up.
You and then jump up, but you let yourself down.
And then you speak ill of people. Yeah, I mean, my problem is
they're really hard.
I'm quite active, as in, I could probably do, you know, like those chest to bar type things that they do, where you like in CrossFit games, is that sort of kipping.
Mm-hmm.
I can swing about on a bar and like they can do those toes to bar if you like, you dish my body a bit and kick it up, but it's gonna be a while before I can like. Very steadily just hold the bar and pull myself right up like a chin up. It's gonna be quite some time.
I mean, that's notoriously hard too.
Because I'm really heavy.
You are heavy as shit, like.
Heavy as shit. So heavy. I must weigh. When's my weigh in? Thursday?
Well, you can do it any day. Do it today. Oh, yeah, you still haven't done it. You said you're gonna.
Well, I did do it last week and it was just the same weight. Okay, let's hit some questions. Then there aren't a lot of questions. What three films should everyone see before they die?
Oh, that's a really good question.
E.T.
I've never seen it.
It's the only movie I've seen and cried at.
Really? I feel like I need to think about this now. This is hard.
Meow, 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 meow. Fuck, it is tough because it depends on what sort of films you like. Do you know? Because I might turn around and be like, Superbad is lethal.
Gangs of New York.
Really?
It's a good one.
Gangs in New York. Okay.
Just visually, it looks great.
Visually, it looks great. But then, so
if
does
you like costumes.
So does Casino. It's a Scorsese movie as well.
Okay, watch Casino.
Casino is one of my faves of all time.
You like Swingers?
I like Swingers. Also, very, very, very Casino-based films.
Almost Famous. You have to have seen it.
I have, but whatever. Not too much into that. I mean, we watched a film the other week, Game Over Man, which was Adam Devine.
On Netflix.
And there's a sequence where they're bursting into a room, these bodies, and he pretends that he's had like a wee asphyxie wank in a cupboard. So he pulls his trousers down and puts a tie around his neck. And it has to be his actual dick out, like. And then there's like a fight and stuff like that. But the whole sequence is him with his jangly dick and balls out, and it is
fucking
hilarious.
Do you know that yesterday he put up an Instagram post of that?
Yeah.
Of like him with the thing around his neck and all, being like, what's your favourite scene? But obviously to anyone who's seen the film, they know that that's it's a really ridiculous scene. And then he actually took it down and he put something else up and he went, I have to apologise. He goes, that kind of looked like I'm making a joke about suicide. He goes, I definitely didn't mean that. He goes, if you've seen the film, you'd know that's not what that meant. But, you know, I'm really sorry, but I still wanted to know what you liked and all. So you're like, oh God, but it's so true. Actually,
it's so funny how like only now the sort of, you know, the censorship things have come down a wee bit, where you do not realise how funny like a naked man is. Do you know what I mean? Like if there's like naked women, only because I've told you, I'm like, listen, naked dudes are so funny. You know, movies are always like have frivolous tits flying about. And everyone's happy. Everyone's like, great, free tits. But it is hilarious, especially in this bit, because the guy's like, he's in a fight. Do you know what I mean? And he's like, his fucking dick and balls, right? And then just, even a naked man bent over is like, you could literally be The Rock. And The Rock could like, have dropped, you know, a fucking fork off his plate. And he's trying to pick it up with his dick and balls hanging. And it's hilarious. You know, you could be in tremendous shape and it's still hilarious because you're just a fucking silly man. Because if a girl does it, obviously you're like, oh God, look at that. You know? See right in there. You say something there.
No, I'm going to let you just keep talking about that one.
But yeah, that bit where he's running around naked is fucking hysterical. Three films you must see.
Do you ever like go to think of things like this and you go, I can't remember any films I've ever seen.
Home Alone 1, 2 and 3. Nailed it. Perfect. There's a band, I think. There's a band or a play or something and it's called, ready? I'm going to show you. So it's called Colin You Anus. I'm going to Google. I'm going to see if there's...
What? So someone snapshotted this to you? Colin. Yes. It must be like a play. It says a heartwarming family tale.
Colin. You. Anus. Second fucking. British Council film. Colin hires a lavish country manor for his extended family to celebrate New Year. Unfortunately for Colin, his position of power in the family is under serious threat from the arrival of his estranged brother. So, it's a film called Colin You Anus.
We have to see that now.
We do. Would you rather eat a piece of French toast that Arlene Foster used to clean her armpits after a hard day doing fuck all, or let Jerry Adams spoon feed you a creme brulee straight off his belly with a spoon from his own personal cutlery?
Oh,
that's the one deep on that one. Some dude the other day sent me a message and he's like, "Bye bye, what do you think of these fucking ones going around Belfast or something?" And I just looked at it, and then you're talking a space of about 4 seconds. I clicked in, clicked out of it. He goes, "I'll take that as a no then." And you're like, "Oh, change your sanitary tile, sir." Take that as a no then. Can you give me a fucking split second to react, you needy wee bitch?
Was this on Snapchat?
Yeah. Take that as a no. And then so I asked for questions. Some guys are, you always just screenshot them and never answer them. Hey.
You can't ask all of the questions? Like,
yeah, sometimes there's fucking tons of them. And if it's something stupid like, would you rather fight a duck-sized fucking duck?
Yeah, and you've heard it a thousand times. You're not going to read it out. Like, yeah.
I take that as a no.
Also, sometimes you describe. I would love
if that guy went, take that as a no, and then did just slice his wrist open and bleed to death.
Okay, go on, too far again. It's too far.
Fucking loser. Fucking loser.
I think people should try and imagine whenever they Snapchat you something, just where or what exactly you could be doing. Like, Colin doesn't sit in an office all day just looking at Snapchats. We're usually doing some ridiculous thing, and then sometimes you'll just like have a ream of them, and you'll just like open them and look at them really quickly. And you don't always, like, we might be like paying for something at the shop, and then we're walking away, and you're not going to answer straight away because we're in the car. We're driving somewhere. People assume because
maybe you do some stuff on social media that you sit, you know, like that big fat gamer guy and fucking. In South Park, just at some sort of social media station all fucking day. And also, you're not the only person sending messages. Do you know? There are many, many, many thousands of people.
Yeah, but, you know, in general in the world, people always think their thing is more important. So no one ever seems to have this awareness that other people might be doing the same thing as them.
What do you think of this? I'll take that as a no then. Oh, bro.
Tons of people get really offended by that, don't they? Definitely don't get offended by social media also, people.
What did someone else send me? Someone sent me something. What the fuck was it? Oh, I think it was the same guy. I always screenshot it and whatever. And I just sent him the photo of, like, the wee girl, like, with his hands up, like, what? And then he couldn't read that because he goes, oh, sorry, I'm not an iPhone loser. And then I went, oh, just a regular fucking loser then. And people always back down. It happens all the time. People say something cheeky on Twitter and you go, what? And then they go, only joking. Or the guy last week, because we announced we're doing a live podcast, and he's like, oh, you're just copying H3 at this point, but we'll go anyway. And I'm like, hi. He was, oh, they started doing a live podcast. And I went, oh yeah, so did I. In 2004 or something. Not really. 2014. But you know what I mean? Like, ages ago.
Yeah.
Live podcast ages ago. Literally spread my cheeks and tongue punch my shitbox. Huh? I'll take that as a no. Rim me.
Yeah. Colin is so daily stoic, he literally doesn't care, so you can't really try and offend you, really.
If your horse loses, I have to give you half your money back.
Yeah.
Can you get the DLA?
No.
Will you fucking shut?
That's what I feel like saying to people. Is this the funniest video of all time? This is I've seen a bunch of times. It's a guy trying to figure out why he's not getting his money back in a bookies. But he's clearly a substance abuser.
Would I £20 on it?
Yes, you're £20 on a horse to win the race.
Yeah.
But the horse was bit.
Yeah.
So by the way, this would be me in Vegas if I ever went to Vegas. But no, but I put my money in the machine. Like, and I didn't get any change.
The woman at the raffle. But I didn't get any money back.
I bought a raffle, but I want white wine. It's an Easter egg we're giving away. Patricia, you fucking dumb cunt.
You don't get any money back.
But I had £20 on it.
So much you need to get back.
How?
Why?
Because of £20 on it.
But did you do it each way?
I love, look how gone he is. Like, he's out of his fucking mind. I love how serious he is, but he's just making up his own rules for the bookies. Yeah. No, I got no teeth, can't talk properly. I want half back.
No.
No, she don't get no money back.
You
don't get no money back.
You're telling me back, haven't you?
So.
Hold on,
she's
go. Here to go, it's not as true. And
that
come near the bookies again.
I love when people do that thread as well.
Yeah. I'm not being back.
Someone said that to me, like, you know, normally I like your stuff, but then you. This is what the guy said. Normally I listen to your stuff, but then you referred to ISIS members as wee fruits, and I can't abide this. Fucking homophobic behavior. That's like, that's him. I tell you God's ass truth, I'll not be listening again. Spread it right open and put your tongue in it.
Imagine.
That's if you give a fuck. Like, that's like going into Tesco. You know when someone cracks up, I swear to God, I'll never shop here again. Really? There's 1,400 people in this shop right now. So how about that? No one cares. No one gives a fuck. Tell you God's ass truth.
Why? But the horse didn't win.
That's a great bit there. Because he goes to speak. And then someone else says something, and he doesn't get to say it. It's very visual. And he just nods his head to, like, uh-huh, whoever said it off camera there. It's like a fucking mime act. Why? And then someone else answered, and he goes, yes.
So that's why you lost your money?
But I should have got half that.
Why? Did you get each way?
You didn't get each way.
It doesn't matter.
So if your horse wins, if your horse loses, I have to give you half your money back.
Yeah.
Can you get the DLA?
No.
Will you fucking shut?
Isn't that great though?
That is genuinely how you try and do betting. Like, you go, but do what? Nothing?
No.
I lost?
No, but you'd be like, no, but that hurt my feelings. So you don't get the money, but more than if I lost my phone for the question.
Uh-huh. Where is it? There, it's under your foot.
Oh, let me just scrape it all across the floor.
Oh, yeah, okay. Scraping all
over the... Maureen's wearing her Vietnamese handmade sandals.
Yeah. But they're designed after a Jeffrey Campbell sandal, so...
He's a fucking MLA.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, they look great with socks, though.
These actually don't look bad with socks, because they're like a Birkenstock type idea, but they have like material that's tied up in a bow. Yellow material.
Please stop talking. All our listeners will orgasm.
Simultaneously. These are great.
Mm-hmm.
I made a mistake, though. The material's too hard. Quite tough.
Okay.
Keep.
You fucking shit!
Oh, look at the sunshine coming in, Colin.
Talk about the attack that happened in France a couple of days ago.
Oh, that's...
Well...
So rough,
like, a police officer who took the place of a hostage during a terror attack at a French supermarket married his partner while on his deathbed.
Don't.
Lieutenant Colonel Arnaud Beltran. What a fucking savage, though. Oh, a mass was held paying tribute to the victims of the attack. It has emerged that hours before his death, Lieutenant Beltran married his partner, Marielle, in a ceremony at a hospital in somewhere. According to reports, the couple had been planning a church wedding in June after they met in 2016, after Jean-Baptiste said the couple had spent some 30 hours preparing for their marriage ceremony. He said, I give him the sacrament of marriage and the sacrament of the sick. Ladkin, 25, was shot dead by police after Lieutenant Colonel Beltran, left his mobile phone on so colleagues could hear what was happening inside the supermarket. It just annoys me because you're like, you know, what an insignificant wee fucking ball bag he is, you know? And then you get to go in and shoot like a load of people dead. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's just annoying.
Yeah, like, because your view of life is different, you just take it away from other people. I don't know, it makes no sense. Also, he was on, like, a watch list, and...
That's the worst.
It was all sorts of things where they knew about him. Like, they knew about this guy. They're very aware of him.
I mean, I know there's a problem. Like, oh, and there was probably a problem over here with, like, internment and shit like that. But it's like... Not that this is... Well, this is probably a bit different. Or is it? I don't know. But this is a bit like... You can't... You know... It is that sort of no smoke without fire type thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you're seeing a lot of smoke, probably a fire there somewhere. You know, why are you being watched? Because you're a dodgy cunt. Why are you even being watched? If there's enough suspicion that you have to be watched, you know, there has to be something fucking...
But then there's people that they're not watching or doing it. It's the problem.
I don't know. But it just annoys me when you look at someone where you're like, I don't know why I always think, like, you know... Most people could probably beat the shit out of him, and it's like, just because he has guns, he's Mr. Hardman all of a sudden, attacking fucking civilians.
How different would the world be if there was no, like, weapons, like firearms, things like that?
Then you'd have to fucking know your place.
Yeah.
You know, then there would be, like, a sort of animal-style social system. It's like, you wee weak bitch with a wee weird beard. Pick berries. You know?
Yeah, if he was coming in like Death to the West into a supermarket and just could only punch people.
Yeah. Four women would probably fucking tie him down and beat the cunt out of him with their bags. I don't know, it's fucking insane. Although, shout out to my boy, Lieutenant Colonel Arno, how do you say it? It's probably like Arno or something, is it? Beltran? What a savage. What a savage
and
move.
And he was quite high up, wasn't he? Like, he wasn't
Lieutenant
just like
Colonel,
a,
yeah.
You know, like a, just a general police. Like, you know, from the bottom, like it's
well, that's probably,
so brave.
That, I mean, that's, you know, it's a bit like going down with your ship type yeah. thing. It's oh, like, yeah. it's probably expected of
I mean, that's his training and now it's, there, you know, you're in the situation where it's actually happening.
Yeah.
But it's, I still don't know, it's still not an easy thing to do.
I watched the thing the other day, if anyone's interested. It was, what the fuck's his name? Tim Kennedy did that sheepdog training, where it was like training, he's like, what's going to keep the world safe now is, you know, remember I said this before, like you hear something, you just get like shivers down your fucking back when you hear it. He's like, what's going to save the world now is good men, highly trained in violence. And I was like, oof, damn son. That was like the time I read something. Or somebody, someone on Instagram I'd follow back or something. And they were obviously training to be a Marine or something. And they had all these like, I mean, it's so funny that like, you can be in the Marines, but you can also be a guy who is quite into like media and maybe have a drone. I don't know whether he was just doing work for them or he was actually in it, but they let him fly drones and, you know, take really nice photos and, you know, do cool stuff with GoPros and all. And it was like an aerial view of a load of guys lying on their belly, like sniper training. And the quote was, from a place you can't see comes a sound you'll never hear. And I was just like, I pissed a bit. I actually pissed a bit. I got so scared there. Isn't that fucking terrifying?
It's terrifying.
You know? And then just boom, the old pink mist. You know what that means?
Yeah.
Blow your head off.
Oh.
And all you see is like,
oh God.
That's the way to go. You know, just what's the crack like when you've no head left?
I liked how you did that head movement there as well. Quite impressive.
The JFK, I call it. And then she's all scrambling on the back of the Cadillac, like, is this your brain? Let me put it in a wee basket for you to take home later. Imagine I get shot right beside you, my whole head flopped open.
Oh my God, it'd be so much too. You've got a big old heavy loaf on you, like.
I'd probably just go, ah! The fuck was that?
Yeah.
The guy's like trying to reload his gun. I'm like, Jesus fucking
just
Christ.
Bullets smushing up.
Yeah. My good hairs that were left. Fucked them up. Yeah, fuck being brainwashed into terror attacks and innocent people. You bitch. What a bitch, Maureen. Bitch move. Calling
it is
you,
a bitch move.
Calling you anus. Two in the pink, one in the stink on the back of a fucking yoke. Someone has a car there that's got a little two in the pink, one in the stink sticker. Do you condone this on a car? Nope.
No.
Nah. Things just get a bit too much when people start adding shit to the car.
Stop putting stickers in a car.
Yeah. Falsely claiming their own followers of British Army are no longer on the streets of six counties. This photo taken this morning in Belfast proves otherwise. Crown Force mercenaries attempting to recruit the city centre while occupying our country.
What?
I don't know. Someone was cracking up about these guys recruiting for the army. Well, they gotta do something. You know what I mean? What are they doing?
Whose bit is it? Is it Bill Hicks's bit, which was like, if you're stupid enough to do this, to let anyone join the army? If you want to join an army, go for it.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to go and possibly be in warfare and have to maybe make those decisions, if that's what you want to do, you go for it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's weird, though.
It's a complicated thing here, but I just mean, like, if you want to do that, then who cares where you're from?
I don't know.
What you want.
It's complicated.
It's very complicated.
Because there are some people, you know, where you're like, it's a very noble move.
Also, do you know what?
But it's also like,
I feel like some people might be just,
knock your fucking self out there.
Doing a bit of army training might be useful to some people. Hopefully they never have to be in a war, but like actually training as an army, you know, being shouted at by people and have to get fit and organise themselves might be helpful.
Yeah, but some people just do need hammered a wee bit. I just wanted to chat about this for a minute. Facebook's data scandal should be a wake-up call about our online footprint. Did you hear that thing in Radio 1? They were like, how much shit that Facebook have a handle on? Because they do it in such a way where it's like, Remember they always talked about, oh, the chip in your arm and all this here shit? And I heard someone say, like, you know, they've tricked you into basically offering all your stuff up rather than taking it off you. Yeah. You know what I mean? They just, you just, you've given them all your stuff. But then again, the thing is, like, you know, most people will be like, well, if I haven't, I'm not doing anything wrong, then. But things are weird. Like, things you don't even realize. I found the other day in Snapchat how many stories are kept in the phone. Like, you can go back, which is actually pretty cool, like, if you want to remember them. But you can go back for fucking ages and ages and ages.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's why you can't be out there fucking, you know, doing any of these Ulster rugby rapings, because you could never cover it up. If you had if you wanted to be a bad bastard,
mm-hmm.
just have a house phone.
True.
Do you know? You can, it's like,
I mean, it is scary when you're talking about the whole Ulster rugby thing, but if there was no such thing as, like, WhatsApp or, you know, any of those kind of things where people normally just message back and forward forever,
yeah,
it could be a very different trial.
Totally.
Because they fairly incriminated themselves through their messages.
I don't think they did. I think, no,
but
I think
the
it
way
was
they
actually,
were going on, like, but yeah, I'm not saying they did
but
it.
I
just
think,
saying, like,
as gross as you might think some of those messages were.
I know, it's just lads.
That's not like, it wasn't like, fucking hell, that was a bit rough last night, lads, but we should, you know, try and fucking keep our mouths closed. It wasn't like that. They were just carrying on like, ah, fuck, just doing a bit of bucking. That's what they thought they were. So maybe that actually sheds a bit of light onto, maybe that's, you know, their intent, at least. You know what I mean?
No, go look up the messages. That's not, it didn't sound like that, though. They were sort of, I can't remember exactly what it said, but
I don't even want to.
It sounded a bit weirder than that. Like, did they not say something like, oh, that got a bit out of hand? Or this, it was something like that. Like, they sort of, you know, it would be open to suggestion.
I had nowhere to sneeze there, and I just sneezed at the window.
And in your water bottle.
Oh, well, that's fucking gross anyway.
I don't know. I mean, the trial is, like, left to the jury now, isn't it?
Right, this is just Reams. Oh, man, I might need to do Jesus Christ.
That's not messages. I think that's just, like,
yeah, these are like transcripts from an interview somewhere. Anyway, we'll fucking look that up some other time.
Stop making that noise. Why? It's horrible. It's horrible noise. Stop it. I hate that.
You love it.
I absolutely hate that noise.
So yeah, Facebook are stealing all your shit. Also, the more I look at fucking Zuckerberg, well, I mean, that's what gets you power nowadays, is just millions and millions and millions of people's data.
Well, of course.
Well, of course.
But it's the fact that it was like a big company, like a, what do you call it?
Cambridge Analytics.
Yeah. That they had it all, like, that's the problem.
Yeah, because the guy was like, yeah, I can just pull up, they were doing it live in Radio 1, the guy's like, I can just pull up your stuff, and then I can see just all your people's details, and I can get all their numbers too. How much does this guy, Al Zucks? I mean, Facebook is starting to move into one of those, like, superpower type, you know, things where it's like, they really will start controlling everything. Look at him. Look at those dead robot eyes. He literally looks like, you know that thing from, like, is it Star Trek? Let me see characters. Where's that fuck? Him? Doesn't he? You know, he kind of is morphing into those, like, I have dead eyes.
What's his name?
I don't know. That's in fucking Korean or something.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a robot with, like, that they've just put skin on.
Is his name Commander Data? Is that his name? That's legit. Fuck me. Is his name Commander Data?
Well, then that is definitely Zuckerberg.
And he literally looks like fucking Zuckerberg.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Data? His name's Data. Fuck my anus dry.
God.
What the fuck? How crazy is that? That's his name, and that's who Zuckerberg is morphing into? Oh my God, I feel very uneasy.
Stop it, Mark Zuckerberg might be able to hear this. He's gonna just we will be shot in the head, right, won't we?
Zuckerberg, get us a few extra followers on that page and maybe boost the other thing. Zuckerberg's wife. And they say money can't buy you happiness. I don't know where I'm going with this, but what I'm trying to say is, get a hotter wife, bro, you know? I'm joking. Look at his dead robot eyes. Isn't that terrifying?
He is slightly terrifying, like, to look at.
He's so creepy, like. He's such a creepy guy.
He's like 90s Timberlake, isn't he?
Dinsk.
Well, not 90s, like 2000s.
I was going to say, he's probably in the 90s, he was probably a child.
I'm not sure about
We got to get out of here, guys. The podcast is an hour and 20 minutes long this week. Yep.
Flip yeah, sake.
The back of my legs are sweating. We went on a Primark trip yesterday, me, you, and your sister. And I thought, what's it going to be like going shopping with these women? And then I bought everything, and you brought like one item each.
Yeah, I got like one thing.
I cleaned Primark out. £80 shuts them bitches down. And then a guy reversed into our car.
Yeah.
That was fun. Got out. Did I hit your car? What do you think you hit?
Yeah.
A cloud? A bit turbulence on the fucking floor?
Yeah, see all that paint scraped off the back of our car and the fact that I was like shoved into the front seat? Yeah, you hit us. Yeah.
Did I hit your car?
Did I hit you? Yep. I just got out and I just went, yeah, you did. I was like, yeah. Like, what do you want me to say here? No, don't even worry about it.
It's a good thing to say, you know, like, I wonder did Patty Jackson say that? Did I rape you there?
I can't.
I actually had a bit one time. I was going to say, I said to Mickey, and Mickey near burst when I said it. He's like, that's a really good bit, but you could never, ever do that. Ever. When I was saying, like, you know, I was after watching that Richard Kuklinski thing, the guy, the Iceman.
Yeah.
Talking about freaky. He was like a hitman for like one of these mafia folks. And, but he was a legit psychopath, sociopath guy who found a job, basically. You know, he's like, hey, I don't have feelings about anything. And they're like, you're just what we need, sir. You're hired. Can you senselessly kill a load of people? And what was the story? Like, he bought a crossbow and he's like, oh, I just didn't know how it worked. So I just fucking pulled up beside some guy in traffic and shot him in the fucking head. Just to try the crossbow out or shotgun or something. Anyway, but I was saying, like, you know, he doesn't even know what the fuck he's doing. He's doing it and he has no feeling about it, no remorse. He's just like, he doesn't even know what he's doing. And I was saying, like, do rapists know that they're, like, out raping? Or are they just, like, do they think it's normal until someone's like, stop raping me? And then he's like, is this rape? Is this rape right now? You know? And the guy's like, yeah. And he's like, fuck. I was just doing my thing.
Yeah, you could never say that on stage.
I'm not sure about my stuff. Zuckerberg's beady little eyes. Look at him. Look at that fucking nerd. How many nerds are just like own the world now? What other nerds is there? Steve Jobs. Would you ever watch that Steve Jobs film?
I think I've watched a few Steve Jobs films. Or is there a specific one you're thinking of?
Is it funny that we were talking with Justin Timberlake and then I googled Steve Jobs and now he's, for no reason, just in that there?
A picture of Justin Timberlake?
My name is Steve Jobs and I'm
going to Justin Timberlake both of these people?
I'm going to treat my cancer with green tea and dye. Do you reckon if I got a wee drop of cancer I would get that thin neck eventually?
No.
I'm not sure about my neck. I'm a really fat bitch. Handsome back in the day or no? Or just still weird?
No.
We were talking to at the comedy club last week. There was a friend of Mary Flanagan's who was a physicist. Hey, I was like a dog. You know when it hears a noise, it's a bit too high for it and it's turning its head like, huh? Like if a dog could speak, it'd be going, what?
Huh?
Huh? That was me. And I was like, well, you tell me about physics and if there's anything you need to know about cock jokes, fax me.
I'm your guy.
Right, let's get out of here, Maureen. Do you want to play a song? I know what song to play.
What?
We were having a debate about what song should be our first dance at our wedding.
Or to walk out of our wedding ceremony.
Yep.
So, it is a hard one to pick, isn't it, really?
No. Not hard at all. The decision has been made. can a two-piece acoustic guitar duo play this? Notice how I said two-piece and duo. I need to read my Daily Stoic and just get up on
Stoic? You're talking about Jewish?
Hey, my Daily Stoic.
I wish everyone else could see the dance moves you're doing then.
I'm not doing anything, I'm doing a light bob.
Hey, light bob.
Just a wee left or right bob.
You got all that.
As I said to Susie yesterday, I was like, this has built-in dance moves.
True.
Like, you wouldn't need to turn up to rehearsals.
Yeah.
You could fall in line with the lyrics, just, you know what I mean? Baby, I love the lines in these songs. Like, when we're together, it's like hot coals in a fire. Is it?
That are hot.
Really hot and burning. Smoke coming off them.
Like our love.
When we're together, it's like monkeys fucking each other. Except it's people and fucking.
Not monkeys.
Not monkeys, but people, and they're fucking, but I got fallen in with a human.
Consensual.
I'm not throwing shit, cause I'm not a monkey. I'm a person, and I'm fucking.
Back to the dancing.
Don't even, just anything. When we're together, it's like coffees in a mug, except it's two humans. I literally am bleeding from something I swallowed there, and it tastes like blood. Continue. Now imagine the dance moves that we're doing right now.
Actually, this reminds me of the greatest film of all time, Hot Rod, and that's how we're going to dance in our wedding.
That's one of your three films you have
to
watch?
That is actually one of my three films, because it is the greatest film, Hot Rod, if you've never seen it. Which, I don't know who hasn't, but if you haven't, watch it, and then once this song comes on, you'll know how we're dancing right now.
If it's only for the line where Danny McBride, my spirit animal, says, I'm going to go drop off some dumpage. So funny. Get jealous cause we always stay together. Yeah, baby. I guess they really wanna love like it was mine. Together forever. I never thought that I could ever be this happy. Yeah, baby. My prayers were answered for you came in the nick. Actually, fuck all this and the asshole. Did I play Bonneville's as their tune on the way out last week?
I don't think so. Oh, what about the new Jack White song?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, it's good.
That's one of the best videos I've ever seen in my whole life. I sent it to Yusuf at Dark Matter and he's like, what the fuck is that?
It's
like,
mad.
It's...
I don't know how you describe it. It's like... They've obviously set up the camera that it does the same movement over and over again, and then the scene changes, so the camera goes like in to the side, spins around, and then through the wall, and then you're back in the same room, and it's set up differently, and then it goes forward, side, around, like it's...
Because the song is called Over and Over. I'll let you hear the opening riff, because it's...
It's a bit like watching a scary film, though. Do you not think? It's like creepy. There's a creepiness to that video.
Yeah, it's surreal as fuck. But like... So Jack White.
Surreal is a better word for that, actually.
And then he sent me, Yusuf sent me a fucking, the picture of the, he's like, this is what the camera's on there. And it's like a big giant fucking robot arm, like you'd see in a...
See, that's what I was trying to think. It had to be something programmed in to do the same thing
You can actually get certain things like that, like wee devices where you put a camera on it and you set a speed and a time. And, you know, the thing will move, you know, or you can make it move and keep the movement and it'll just keep... It'll do the thing over and over again, so you get the same.
It's like movies when they have to keep like shots exactly the same and shit.
Riffs for days, bitch. Oh. To the left. This is a fucking dream. Anyway, it's probably not worth watching or listening to. Well, actually, it's amazing.
It is.
But, you know, for sure watch the video. Instead, we'll play out on the Bonnells, Long Runs the Fox. Still freaks me out that they're from Lurgan. I don't know why. They're from Lurgan. And they sound like they're from the deep something of somewhere. Are we allowed to tell our secret news about them now?
No, not yet.
We are doing a major gig. If you check their page, me and Connor Keyes are kind of warming up for them. Mandel Hall. And then I'm going
to... When's that?
June.
Is it? Somewhere I remember like hearing that. About that. You just go and then didn't know when it was.
We going to drink a lot of beer.
That's fun.
Yeah, boy.
What do you do?
Let me check my diary and I'll get back to you while the song plays.
Okay.
Gigs on the 15th of June. You'll be glad to hear. Mandela Hall. Me, Connor Keyes, are doing comedy warm-ups for these motherfuckers. Outrageous.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.